Friday again on Culture File, and that day of the week when we encourage one of our Culture File guests to share some of the good things in their lives. And this week, being in Norway for Buda's Capital of Culture 2024, we're going to ask the Hamsun Center's Per Elling Brassef Ellingsen to share with us his Culture File likes.
I'm Per Elling Brassef Ellingsen. A film I would like to mention, because I just rewatched it with my teenage daughter, and it's Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, which came out in my formative years and is as strong an experience today as it was 25, 30 years ago. Amazing energy in that movie, and of course the greatest love story of them all, and soundtrack and everything is just it's almost a perfect movie. A book that I want to mention, not just because I have to, because I work at the Hamsun Center, but I recommend everybody that hasn't read Hunger by Hamsun to read it, or read it again. It's it feels frightening modern today, 120, 30 years after it was written. It is it's one of the first true depictions of the inner soul works of, in this case, struggling young artists, and it feels like it could have been written today. So I recommend everybody that hasn't read The Hunger by Hamsun, or hasn't read it for a while, to reread Hamsun's Hunger. Piece of music. I'm actually quite good at keeping up with music today, but I re-listened to, after The Smile, the group The Smile, came out with their new album here a month or two ago. I was in a concert last year as well. I re-listened again to this is nostalgia, but Radiohead's OK Computer, which today still stands as the most important musical works in my life, both emotionally and intellectually. I think that's it has to be my choice. So. For a podcast, my academic background is basically in making different academics speak together, or different groups speak together, scientists and hard scientists and soft scientists and tech people and literary people. So the Infinite Monkey Cage, Brian Cox science podcast, which has a take on science where they make it understandable but still goes into the depth of science, and funny, of course. I just started listening it a couple of months ago, and I really like that I learn something, I laugh, but it still goes quite deep into different topics. So that's my recommendation. I'm a cheesemaker myself, so I have milk sheep. I just started up some years ago, so I'm it's not commercially available yet. It has a name. It's called Nord, N-O-R-D, Creamery, or Nord Ysteri. So in general, I have to recommend cheese made out of sheep's milk, which is more abundant than people think. So Roquefort, French cheese, is sheep's milk, Pecorino from Italy, and a lot of English, British cheeses as well, sheep's milk. So get yourself a sheep's milk cheese and enjoy it. I had my first test production last year, so I tried to make like a brebis, or like a chèvre, just from sheep's milk. And then a more like a Sardinian, Corsican, matured 3-4 months has the freshness from the milk, but starting to get aromas from storage. Or so that's the two main cheeses that I'm trying to make. But we'll see what my milk gives me. I'm more of a floral, citrusy scent person than a musky, woody, earth person when it comes to scents. I want my stuff fresh. No, I have to be nostalgic again. I'm pushing 50, you know, starting to look backwards. But my original scent that I discovered, I still like. I don't use it today, but I could. Could happen to buy it again. It's Jean-Paul Gaultier and his scent Le Mal. Yeah, was that scent? And it's really it's floral and it's fresh, and a scent that I still like to this day.
The likes of Per Elling Brasseth Ellingson there, and he'll be one of our guests from our special edition of the Culture File Weekly from Bordeaux 2024. That's coming up tomorrow evening on the Culture File Weekly, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.